regards to Richmond as a whole, London is picking up after COVID, but we are coming into winter. How is Richmond doing through the COVID recovery?
We are doing quite well as a borough. However, there are areas, particularly Richmond High Street, which have suffered as a result of COVID. We're seeing, you know, a disproportionately high number of empty units at the moment. However, I'm encouraged by reports from my officers that there are already expressions of interest in those particular units. And we are also seeing, you know, good levels of home working and people being able to, you know, effectively manage their lives so that the commute isn't such of a major part of their lives now. So whilst we're seeing people working from home, that's giving rise to what's commonly known as the 15-minute or 20-minute city idea. So people are using their local shopping high streets as more than they did in the past. So what we're doing at the moment as a council is we've just finished our round of community conversations, which was particularly focused on the future of the high street. And I know that other amenity groups, such as the Richmond Society, are holding events to try to find out, you know, how we should shape the high street of the future. And this is going to be an ongoing piece of work. It's not going to be a short piece of work, but it is a vital one to make sure that we rebuild our economic confidence locally.
And I have to say, it's great to see Richmond Theatre in particular back up in action, because theatre particularly has been so badly hit by the pandemic, and local theatre, which is almost out of the West End, must have been hit even harder.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's Richmond Theatre going great guns. We're seeing the Orange Tree reopening. The Exchange in Twickenham has got it. If you can't get, you know, if you want a good family panto this year, then there's the Aladdin that they've got going on at the Exchange. So yeah, the artistic, Richmond is well known for being a thriving hub of artistic endeavour, is that is now started to come back to life, and it's really encouraging to see.
Richmond is home to Twickenham, and Twickenham is the home of England rugby, and you've got the internationals coming up, so that's a big draw. Are you in any way worried about the amount of people that are going to be descending on the borough because of these events?
Well, we've got very good levels of vaccination. First and foremost amongst the local residents. I think it's somewhere around the 70% mark have had their first dose and 65% have had both doses. And that's quite a good percentage, comparable with the country as a whole. We always have to be concerned about the potential for spread of COVID. And we need people to be taking, you know, adequate precautions, which we've all become familiar with over recent years, you know, washing hands, wearing face coverings and all of that. But what we do have to try to do is to reopen as much as we possibly can whilst being cautious and while doing so. So, yes, it's good that people are coming. But what we are finding is that people who are coming from outside the borough to either the theatres or to sporting events are being mindful of the risks involved and, for want of a better expression, behaving themselves. So, yeah, it's great to see that it's coming up.
I guess that's the thing with Twickenham. You know, yeah. Richmond, everyone in Richmond could be as safe as they like, but if you're opening Twickenham to rugby fans, they're coming from all over the country.
Oh, well, the stadiums, whether it's Harlequins or whether it's the RFU stadium, they have got very good measures in place to ensure that trying to minimise the risk of COVID spread on site. It's always difficult. They can't police what's happening outside of the stadium premises. But as I say, when we're seeing people coming in, they are largely self-policing. They are trying to do what they can to ensure that they are not putting either themselves or other people at risk. And with a well-vaccinated population locally, then that also drives down the risk. Although what I have to... people would take me up on this if I didn't mention it. We are still seeing very high levels of COVID in Richmond at the moment, 789 cases in the last week alone. So we do need to make sure that we're doing as much as we all can. It's individual responsibility and also corporate responsibility from those people who are inviting them in.
Would you be in favour of the larger venues having COVID passports?
I don't like the idea of COVID passports. We've never been a papers please society. And the idea that... You start with a COVID passport and where does it lead to? So, no, I think that trusting people to have the right approach and without the need for a heavy-handed state interference, I think, is the way forward. I think that the potentials for abuse of such papers or such systems is far greater than the risk which is posed at the moment by COVID. If people really want to see an economic recovery, if they want to see something which is going to come out, which is going to be some form of silver lining from the recent pandemic, is to start, if they're not already doing it, is to start supporting their local businesses, because this year more than ever they will need their support. So whilst we may be seeing all of the horror stories about the supply chain and the difficulty of getting high-end consumer goods in for Christmas, maybe now's the time to start thinking about doing things differently and finding out what might be available already on the shelves in your local stores, and of course in your local grocers and butchers. Make sure you're buying your turkeys and what have you from them, and support your local shops. That's the key thing. And one of the things which, I mean, this is a small anecdote which I recall from about 10 years ago, when we first did our Christmas event in Hampton. And what we do is we bring all of the traders in, they open their shops on Saturday, we close all the roads. And one person came along and spoke to the people in the local bike shop saying, oh, you knew, this is Bertie Bikes in Hampton, if you're buying a bike this Christmas, are you new? And said, no, we've been there for years. Oh, well, I've lived in Hampton for 15 years. I didn't realise we had a bike shop. So people simply don't realise what there is on their doorstep. So if they want to try to spread a little bit of Christmas cheer this year, then find out what is available locally and do support it.